Hello and welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Chris, quit playing games with my heart, McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to talk about the news that D3 Go, Emerald City Games and Hasbro have issued a press release and trailer for their upcoming G.I. Joe War on Cobra mobile game is Justin, I gotta get back to work, Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Earlier today, game developers D3 Go, Emerald City Games, and major toy company Hasbro issued a press release and a new trailer promoting their upcoming G.I. Joe War on Cobra mobile game. The release included some very interesting information, such as pre-registration being available on Google Play, and that the mobile app will be released worldwide on January the 20th. The release also stated, "Choose your side and build a team of your favourite heroes, villains, and vehicles from the classic animated series and iconic action figure line. The Joes will line up with Duke, Scarlet, Roadblock and Snake Eyes, while Cobra have Cobra Commander, Baroness, Destro and Storm Shadow." The release also highlighted that the Killer Whale, Vamp, Piranha and Stinger will be available as vehicles, even though some of the footage in the trailer shows other vehicles like a Conquest X-30, Mauler and his tank. Key features in the game include collecting hero, troop, command and vehicle cards, competing with other players in PvP battles and working your way up the ranks, equipping your squad and defending your base, choosing a faction and strategic battle play. As we discussed previously when the game first appeared on our radars as a beta, it uses a fun, exaggerated animated style and a classic strategy game viewpoint from above. Justin, you started playing this a while back during the beta. Are you excited to see it finally get an official worldwide release soon?
I am, yeah. I mean, I played it for a while when the beta was first available. I was able, well, maybe I shouldn't go into too much detail about how I made that work, because I don't know how appropriate it was. But I was able to make it work, we'll put it that way. And it was fun. I mean, it was kind of convoluted to play it at the moment, because it wasn't really available domestically. I had to go through a few little hoops, so it wasn't very natural. Like, I had to go through some extra effort, and I still managed to play it every day for about a week or so, and I dropped off a little bit and came back to it, and it was fun. You know, I had a lot of, I enjoyed it. I think it's going to be a lot more enjoyable as an actual, you know, native app that you can just kind of tap on your phone and play.
Yeah.
So, and I know Skinny on Twitter played it quite a bit as well, and we kind of shared some notes back and forth, and it's this one of these things that starts off, you know, kind of shallow and quick and fun, and then but it does get a little bit deeper the more you get into it, and I think it'll be even more fun because there is a player versus player component to it, and when you're playing kind of an overseas beta that hardly anybody is actively using, you don't really get to experience the whole PvP fun of it. So I think that'll be a little bit more enjoyable as it becomes real. But yeah, I mean, it was kind of neat seeing all the vintage designs come to life. You know, there's some new design elements too. I think Destro looks pretty cool. And the animated styling is, you know, both familiar, but also has some cool new stuff to it as well. The explosions are really colorful and cartoony. And I enjoyed it a surprising amount. I think it's, yeah, you can look at it and say, oh, it looks cartoony and dumb and for kids. And, you know, to an extent, there is some of that there. But I think it's kind of like a Clash Clans sort of thing where it can have that appearance, but be a little bit deeper than you might think.
Talking about the aesthetics a little bit, could you see Hasbro making an animated show in that style in the future?
I think they could, yeah. I mean, it would be interesting to kind of see how, you know, how they do that. Because, I mean, for all of the cartoony features in, you know, the War on Cobra, or the War, is it War on? It's War on Cobra, right?
Yes.
For all the kind of the cartoony features, there are, you know, weapons firing, machine gun sounds and explosions and bombs dropping and things like that. I could, you know, that works as a mobile game. I'm not sure if that would work as an animated series, how you would balance that childlike aesthetic with, you know, Conquest swarming, throwing carpet bombing covert troops into bloody mush.
Yeah, just make it an Adult Swim cartoon and you're okay. I mean, is it something that you would happily see, at least in the animated styling of the characters? Could you see that being something interesting to enjoy?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, obviously it wouldn't be my first choice as an older, you know, vintage, you know,
much
fan.
much older, right?
Yeah, exactly. as a middle, you know, as I'm legitimately middle-aged now, I think. I'm probably legitimately over middle-aged now, so that's something I don't usually talk about in public, but but yeah, I mean, it's, you know, whatever, it is what it is, you know, it's, it, you know, that's not going to be my first choice anytime. You know, do you want to see these super deformed, cartoony, styly characters, or would you rather see, you know, more realistic looking characters? I would always lean towards realistic, but G.I. Joe's got to evolve. It's got to appeal to a different audience than me. You know, it's, as you have astutely pointed out, I'm old and I'm going to die soon. So they don't, if G.I. Joe's going to be a long extending brand, you know, you don't want to market to me because I'll be gone in 30 years.
If that.
Wow, I'm depressed.
I would say
this has turned existential, Chris, and I'm not too happy with it. This is war on Cobra, and now all of a sudden I'm
the war on Bell.
Mentality.
It's the war on Bell. I would say that you're in your prime middle age. You're at prime middle age. There you
all
go.
All right. I like that a lot better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, with this and the inclusion of the G.I. Joe and the Transformers Earth Wars game, it does seem as though the brand is making some serious moves again, especially in like the computer game or mobile app kind of game arena.
Agreed.
Do you think Hasbro are getting the brand some visibility before the release of the Snake Eyes movie?
I think so. Yeah. I think they're definitely taking steps towards that. I would say, you know, the inclusion in the Earth Wars game, I would say this game, I would say, you know, if the license, you know, acquisition by Jazzwares is correct, I think that move is certainly setting things up for kind of a broader exposure to the brand when the movie comes out, which is good, because I think in Retaliation, you know, when Retaliation came out, I think it didn't quite, you know, there wasn't that synthesis there. It was kind of more scattershot and not quite as cohesive. So if that is what they're doing, I think they're doing it fairly well so far. I'll be interested to see if they have kind of an animated series in their back pocket somewhere. But, you know, at this point, I think that's what they're doing. They're putting the brand on the map and getting people ready and expectant to see what happens when Snake Eyes debuts in 2020.
Awesome. Well, thanks for jumping on this kind of last minute kind of stage while you're in your your busiest work day of all human time. I really appreciate it, mate. Thank you, mate.
Not a problem. My pleasure.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/The Full Force. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/The Full Force Podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.